are Locked On Louisville, your daily podcast on the Louisville Cardinals. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome in to another episode of the Locked On Louisville Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Pence. It is Friday, finally. Once again, we appreciate you for making Locked On Louisville your first listen of the day. Locked On Louisville is free on all streaming services, 5 days a week, all Louisville, all the time. It is Friday, the last episode of the week. We are 1 day away from Louisville's clash with Wake Forest down in Winston-Salem. 12:30 kickoff, we will finish the preview of that. We're going to discuss why the Louisville pass rush couldn't have picked a better time to turn it around. We'll transition into identifying the X factors for both teams in this game. And then we will wrap the show up giving final thoughts and predictions. Before we get into the content of the show, like I said, my name is Dalton Pence. I'm a credentialed media member for Cardinal Sports Zone, where I serve as a recruiting analyst and a football beat writer. And I also do some PA announcing work for the university in sports like soccer, lacrosse, field hockey, baseball, etc. You can follow my Twitter at dpence underscore, and the podcast Twitter page is at LO underscore Louisville. All right, so like I hinted at, there is no better time for the Louisville defense to have turned around the pass rush than this week against Wake Forest. Let me tell you why. For starters, this Wake Forest team is one that doesn't beat itself. You know, Scott Satterfield, Jack McNeil, Brian Brown, all said in their respective press conferences, if you turn the ball over and make costly mistakes, well, you almost have dug your own grave, considering that this is a team in the Demon Deacons that doesn't turn the ball over that much. Their turnover margin has always been spectacular throughout the past, you know, 2-3 seasons. Last year, only turned the ball over 3 times. 2 of those came against Louisville. This year, they have only turned it over 4 times, but 11-4 turnover margin for that squad. So, like I mentioned, this is a team that if you allow them to capitalize off your mistakes, it's going to be very tough to come out victorious. But speaking of the pass rush specifically, there's a reason why I think Sam Hartman and company have such a high level of success. Number one, they secure the ball really well. Number two, they run the ball really well. But number three, and this is probably the most critical, the offensive line play is much improved from last season. I know you're not seeing that in the passing yard numbers. However, what you are seeing is Sam Hartman being able to throw in a cleaner pocket more often than not. And then when you give Sam Hartman time to progress through his reads and make the right decisions, either throwing the ball deep, which is their bread and butter, or being able to try to throw it out in the flat or over the hash marks, it's tough to guard this offense that is so fundamentally sound. So the Louisville pass rush through the first 3 weeks had 5 sacks combined. In the game against Florida State, they topped that number in just 1 game with 6 total sacks. Ashton Chalati, Yasir Abdullah, 2 each. You also had Malik Clark that got 1, and Yaya Diaby was in on the action as well. I think that if you look at it contextually, you played in the first 3 games 2 teams that are known for their high up-tempo offense in Central Florida and Mississippi, and then you had a team in between those in the Eastern Kentucky Colonels who definitely tried to take a page out of the Mississippi playbook and try some up-tempo of their own. But regardless, 5 sacks in those first 3 weeks, you know, you can tell me that, hey, it's hard to get sacks when you're playing a team that throws the ball in less than 3 seconds. I agree. I'm not going to sit here and disagree with you about the timing of things and how hard it is to, you know, get a sack on a team that runs an offense that operates so quickly. So I think Florida State was probably the first game of the season in which I looked back at it thinking, okay, McKenzie Milton in that offense really didn't run that high up-tempo, and I thought that the Louisville defensive line and those involved in the pass rush were exceptional in the game last Saturday. Like I said, 6 sacks topping that number overall. I'm not necessarily so sure if it was just the lack of pass rush in the first 3 weeks or just a solid week against Florida State, but 6 sacks is a lot. Propelled Louisville into the top 50 in sacks for a team. So I think that this defense couldn't have picked a better time to turn that pass rush around, however, because one of the keys to the game that was served as a more of an honorable mention in yesterday's episode was getting after the quarterback, getting after Sam Hartman. He's a guy that is much improved over the span of his career since he's been in Winston-Salem. One thing that I was very impressed with this season, that if you gave him time, he's going deep a lot. You know, he's a player that is going to try to test you vertically. I know that I mentioned that I think that bodes well for Louisville's defense because they do so well in terms of coverage downfield. They keep the opposing offense in front of them, make you beat them by dink and dunking. But like I mentioned, something's got to give. You know, either the Wake Forest offense triumphs or the Louisville defense is able to contain him. However, if you allow Sam Hartman to go through his progressions and make his reads and throw the deep ball with a clean pocket, it's going to be harder to stop than, you know, being able to pressure him, get some sacks, at the very least speed up his mental clock to where he's, you know, having to be forced to make quicker reads, go through his progressions quicker, because that's how you make this team make a mistake. When you look back at that game against Wake Forest last year, like I said, the team had 3 turnovers all season long. One of the reasons why 2 of those came against Louisville is because the Louisville defense was able to pressure him and make him throw short passes and make him throw quicker. And I think at the end of the day, that is where we look at as to why this game, out of any game early on, is probably the most important for the pass rush moving forward. Now, obviously, every game is important in terms of rushing the passer. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, you know, Wake Forest is head and shoulders above the other teams and that you know, this game alone is needing of the pass rush. But what I am saying is just the fact that, you know, this Wake Forest offense really is surgical in a sense, very methodical. And if you let them to operate at their tempo, you operate at their strengths, it could definitely be a long afternoon for Louisville if you're letting Wake Forest get whatever they want offensive line-wise. So, and not only that, but I think that the pass rush in turn helps out the rushing attack defense and being able to stop that, because, you know, Louisville's rushing defense has had its woes in the past couple weeks. Didn't necessarily look good at all against Florida State on the ground. I know that one long 75-yard touchdown run kind of skewed those numbers, but I digress. I think at the end of the day, you know, the pass rush is key in this game simply because of the fact that Wake Forest's offense is kind of like a well-oiled machine. You know, it doesn't need a lot of attention because, you know, it's like a steam locomotive that just keeps going. And if you allow them to truck you over, then they're going to. And they have the personnel to do it. They have the quarterback to lead that charge. And they have the skill position to go down the field very quickly. So, all right, so let's transition into the X factors for both teams. I'm going to tell you why Yasir Abdullah is the X factor for the Louisville Cardinals in this matchup tomorrow. And in turn, I'm going to tell you why Christian Beal is the X factor for Wake Forest, respectively. But not before I tell you why Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar out there right now. Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors. If you are a Built Bar fan like myself, you definitely are passionate about your favorites. I know I love the salted caramel, but there's other flavors like coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate. The list goes on. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mix box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9. But not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy as well. They have 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. So all amazing flavors, tasty and healthy. So you can't go wrong. Do yourself a favor. Go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. Once again, that's the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. So Yasir Abdullah is a guy that I talked about in the key players to watch for the Cardinals in this matchup yesterday. But I think I want to go a little bit further and tell you why he is the X factor for this team. Yasir Abdullah last week had 2 sacks, was all over the place, since Monty Montgomery went down, and even before he went down, you know, Yasir had been, you know, showing out all over the defense, was probably the bright spot of the team against Mississippi, and definitely was showing out against Eastern Kentucky, against Central Florida, and then took it to a new level against Florida State. When you look at his statistics and what he's done on the year for the Cards, he has 18 total tackles, 4 sacks, which likely I haven't looked at it, but probably leads the team in that number, or at the very least is tied up at the top with Ashton Gelati. Statistically speaking, I'm not sure if he's going to, you know, reach his levels from, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago. 33 tackles last year. You assume he gets, you know, 15 more, tops those numbers. 2019 had 45 tackles, however. That's going to be interesting, but already a career high in sacks. Like I mentioned, 4 on the year, yet 4 for the rest of his career early on. So I think that this is a prime opportunity for him to go out and really cause hell against an offense that isn't used to being tested like that this season. Yasir Abdullah with no Monty Montgomery is even more pivotal in this game because you're going to have to stay disciplined. Discipline is probably the number one attribute for a team that can beat Wake Forest, just because if you allow them to sling the ball all over the field and run for 5 yards at a time, they're going to beat you. You know, we saw it in 2019. Yeah, I think it was 62-59. Thankfully, the Louisville offense came to play. They're going to beat you if you allow them to throw the ball deep and to get big plays. You know, Yasir Abdullah, I think, is especially critical in this one, not only from a leadership standpoint and trying to keep the defense grounded and humble and just overall focused, but, you know, like I mentioned, I think this builds off the pass rush, especially considering the fact that Yasir, I think, leads that effort, and it just takes a lot of the pressure off the defensive line. It makes the opposing offensive lines focus on the guys coming off the edge, which in turn opens up some opportunity for Ashton Gelati, Yaya Diaby. We saw Malik Clark get a sack last week. So I think, you know, everything plays hand in hand. It's all synergy. You know, when I talk about why someone is important, you know, it kind of opens up a channel for another guy to be important. So I think that's the beauty of all this and why I love it so much. But ultimately, Yasir is the guy that I'm looking at to really, you know, lead the charge against Wake Forest and set the tone, whether that be making tackles in space, but more importantly, I think it's blowing plays up in the backfield, getting after Sam Hartman, you know, at the very least, just forcing him to make quicker decisions, because forcing someone to make quicker decisions is making themselves more prone to turning the ball over, to make bad throws. And when the more you get that Wake Forest offense off the field, the better. And I think that this is going to be a great game for him to be able to, you know, continue to bust onto the national scene in terms of coverage. And, you know, at the end of the day, he had a great game against Florida State. You know, you look to build off that momentum in the running game as well. And I think that that directly plays with why Christian Beale is the X factor for Wake Forest. But just a couple, another quick thoughts on Yasir. I think, you know, if you look at him from a physical standpoint, I think, you know, he's gotten his body right. I mean, he's absolutely jacked. And then, you know, from a leadership standpoint, a lot of the guys look up to him. He's a player that the coaching staff has identified as one of those that, you know, serves as a player coach on the field, just an overall leader in every bit of the sense, a veteran who's played a lot of snaps and now with Monty out has the opportunity to go out there and prove that he, you know, is the real deal and can do so when he is the guy. So flipping the conversation on its head, talking about Wake Forest and why I think Christian Beale is the X factor for Wake Forest in this matchup against Louisville on Saturday. Christian Beale leads the team, 55 attempts on the ground, 276 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns, averaging an even 5 yards per carry. This is going to be an opportunity for Wake Forest to establish the running game, you know, quicker than normal. The Louisville defense has struggled in weeks past of being able to stop the run. Like I mentioned, the balanced attack from Florida State was something that Louisville struggled with, especially in the second half. But I think if that you open up the running game early on, things could spell disastrous for the Cards, because in that point you can try to set the play action up. And I think that the overall, you know, deep threat mentality and how Wake Forest likes to run that offense and throw the ball deep, that's where, you know, you try to open the field up. And I think that if you allow Louisville to drop back 8 and only rush 3, I think that that's where, you know, you're going to struggle on offense, just because of the fact that you're not going to be able to go deep if Louisville's going to drop 8. You know, it's kind of like when Mississippi dropped 8 against Louisville in that opening game. They struggled to move down the field because, you know, they drop guys into coverage, and then when you throw it out short, they're swarming you. So if you're Sam Hartman, if you're the Demon Deacon offense, if you're Dave Clawson, you're probably thinking to yourselves, okay, what can we do to open up the secondary so we can get some one-on-one coverage or try to, you know, bust through the seams? And I think that that really is all dependent upon how well they can run the ball. So that's why Christian Beal is the guy that I'm circling as the X factor for this Demon Deacon team, because if he is succeeding, then it is going to be hard to stop this Wake Forest offense, averaging 5 yards a carry, so very quality runs. It's also interesting to note that against Mississippi, against Central Florida, the guys who came from those respective squads into that game that led the team in rushing, they didn't necessarily succeed that well against Louisville. Jerrion Ealy didn't look good against Louisville. I think only had about 40 yards on the ground. Same for Central Florida's running back. It was either, you know, the quarterback or a secondary running back. But that's why, you know, Christian Beal needs to get the pace going and set the tone for the Wake Forest offense. Because if you can get your primary running back going and allowing him to run north-south and get big chunks of yards, it's going to spell disastrous for this Louisville defense. This isn't a Louisville defense that is setting the world on fire by any means, but it's a much improved unit that is making some strides in pass coverage, but also they're trying to find their identity, you know, with the rushing defense. So if you're going to make Louisville pay deep, I think it's going to start up front, it's going to start with the run, and it's going to turn into play action where Sam Hartman's going to be able to get some one-on-one coverage. For Louisville, that's the focus, having to stop the run. So we're going to give our final thoughts, give our final prediction, not before we talk about our friends down at Bet Online. We're back and we're better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action. With the new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device today to sign up to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive that bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports, and they are where the game starts. Also want to touch a little bit on Prize Picks. If you're a college football fanatic like myself, you need to get involved with this. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love it, and I know you will too. It's a leader in college sports daily fantasy. Prize Picks offers more college football props than anyone in the world, and offers all the star players of the Power 5 as well as mid-majors. So basically, what you're able to do, you pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's you versus the projected numbers. All of those that deposit and use the promo code LOCKEDON will receive a 100% deposit match up to $100. But once again, just be sure to use the promo code LOCKEDON. It allows mixed sports entries, so you can take the over on LeBron James and combine that with the under on Dak Prescott in the same entry. Use the award-winning app now on both the App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. Prize Picks offers quick and easy withdrawals that can be made in 60 seconds or less. Like I mentioned, it's safe. And be sure not to hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON. Or go to your app store and download the app today. Prize Picks is truly daily fantasy made easy. So the final segment of the week, it's on par with the segments that we do, you know, previewing games. We're going to give our final thoughts and final predictions. I've got the Cards winning this game 34-28. Let me tell you why. I get it. I know that this Wake Forest team has started out 4-0. They're ranked 24th in the country. If you kind of summarize the episodes that we've done throughout the week, I told you on Wednesday why I thought that this was a misleading start for the Demon Deacons. The strength of schedule is 112th in the nation. Simply put, they haven't really played any good competition. They played Old Dominion, who's 1-3. They played Campbell, who is an FCS opponent. They played possibly the worst team in the ACC in Florida State. And they played a Virginia team that gave up 59 points to North Carolina and got beat by 20. This is a team that doesn't do very well in containing other squads offensively. And on top of that, there aren't a lot of statistical differences between last year's team and this year's team. The rushing defense has improved a lot. The overall defense in terms of holding their opponents to just about 14 points per game, I think, is more so a byproduct of not playing solid opposition. So this is a team that is getting a little bit overhyped. They do throw the ball down the field well, which I think is going to bode well for the Louisville defense, considering that their strength is keeping opposing offenses in front of them and making them work for their offensive production. And defensively, I get it, the rushing defense has increased a lot in terms of production, but at the end of the day, they still struggle with defending the pass. I think that Malik Cunningham is a perfect quarterback to go against this defense. Yes, overall as a team, they work hard, they're very disciplined, but Malik Cunningham, like in weeks past, is a dynamic quarterback that is able to tuck the ball and run or throw the ball into intermediate rounds at a very high rate. Satterfield and the Louisville offense has seen what works in terms of the RPOs, the scrambling out and throwing on the run, or allowing Malik Cunningham to make a snap judgment and either get up and run or throw the ball. But I think that this Louisville offense is going to have some success against that Wake Forest defense. It could definitely turn into a shootout. One of the big key positional battles to focus on is the Wake Forest receiving core and the Louisville secondary. Like I said throughout this week, something has to give in the deep ball passing. You know, Sam Hartman and Wake Forest like to throw the ball down the field. Louisville's defense is really tuned to not allow that to happen. I think it's going to really depend on how well Wake Forest is going to be able to run the ball and how well Sam Hartman is going to be able to make throws 15 yards or less. Louisville's defense is going to have to get pressure on the Demon Deacons in that opposing backfield, and they're going to have to, you know, play a game to where they don't turn the ball over. If you turn the ball over and put the ball on the ground, Wake Forest is going to make you pay for it. They've done it all season long. They did it all year last year. They did it all in 2019. Nothing has changed in theory from this Dave Clawson squad. So I think Louisville 34-28 is where I'm at. I can definitely see Malik Cunningham having another, you know, multiple rushing touchdown evening. And also I think that Jalen Mitchell could get over the century marker in terms of running. I just haven't seen enough from that Wake Forest rushing defense to tell me that they're going to shut down the Louisville rushing attack. However, you know, to their defense, the Louisville ground game has not necessarily lived up to the expectations. They've not yet been able to get it going. It's going to be on guys like Jalen Mitchell, Maurice Berkeley, Travion Cooley, even Hassan Hall, who both of those, you know, guys in the latter conversation are healthy. But at the end of the day, this is going to be a game where I think Louisville doesn't turn the ball over more than once. If they do, and they're going to cause a turnover for Wake Forest, I think that they're going to try to test the Cardinals deep. Going against Kitrell Clark has shown other teams that that is not a good decision. And eventually teams learn, but not before they kind of try it for themselves. Kitrell Clark, a top three cornerback in the ACC, in my opinion. So I can see the Louisville offense somewhat struggling early on like they do. But once they're able to settle in and run their offense, allow Malik Cunningham to really take matters into his own hands with the wide receiving core as deep as it is, and with the offensive line continuing to play better week by week, this bodes well for the Louisville offense, and the Louisville defense will have their hands full with that offense. It's going to be a matter of, you know, stopping the run, limiting the big play, and ultimately I think that Louisville is going to come out on top. They're going to get to 4-1 coming back home against Virginia next weekend. But this is a game that I can see kind of going either way in terms of, you know, anywhere from being a less than 7-point game, you know, win for either team. But I'm going with Louisville here to win this. So I don't have to say that this is a big opportunity for Louisville to set the tone for the rest of the season and get a marquee win as they try to increase the dynamic of this team and to go to the next level. So I think Louisville is coming back home 4-1. The game is at 12:30 tomorrow down in Winston-Salem. It's a sellout crowd at Wake Forest. Once again, we appreciate this week for you making Locked On Louisville your first listen of the day each day. As always, the Locked On Louisville podcast is free on all streaming services, 5 days a week, all Louisville, all the time. I want to give a couple quick shout-outs to the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. Great stuff going on there. Check that out at cardinalsportszone.com. You can find the game day prep with Wake Forest beat writer Les Johns at that site and listen to all he had to say about the matchup. I also want to give a quick shout-out to the Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. You can get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's Lock of the Day. Follow that podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you like to get your podcasts. That's going to wrap up this Friday edition of the show. Everyone have a great weekend. Most importantly, go Cards.